thought I'd give you a taste of this. It has to do with jazz. And they say that, you know, one of the things that they're saying is this is pretty good for concentrating, you know, studying. You really need to focus. This might help you. So we're moving it there as we talk about forming these memories, and then we'll move into the back into the whole issue of uploading these memories. Others doing it for you. Hopefully they'd be doing it for you. Remember, when the people had their photos, their nude photos uploaded, it was against their will. It was without their knowledge. Even if they did sign an agreement, they weren't aware of that. I'm sure most of them weren't. Memories. Again, they occur when specific groups of neurons are reactivated. Specific groups of neurons are reactivated, and that causes the forming of memories. In the brain, any stimulus results in a particular pattern of neuronal activity. Certain neurons become active in more or less a particular sequence. So if you think of your cat or your home or your fifth birthday cake, different ensembles or groups of neurons become active. The theory is that strengthening or weakening synapses makes particular patterns of neuronal activity either more or less likely to occur. As a five-year-old, if given the word house, you might have imagined a drawing of a house. As an adult, you hear the same word, house. You might picture your own house. The way it looks on the outside, its exterior design, you may see the yard. You may then, your mind may take you into the house, inside the house, and you may see the various rooms filled with the furniture that's in each room. You may see the kitchen with its sink and the appliances and all of that. You may see all of that just from hearing the word house. If you're an adult, if you're a teenager, but age five, what may come to mind, the memory that may be recalled if you hear the word house might be just a simple drawing of a house. This is because your experience and your memories have changed the connections between the neurons, making the old house ensemble or grouping less likely to occur than the new house ensemble. So in other words, recalling a memory involves reactivating again a particular group of neurons. You had one group of neurons at the age of five which formed the picture of a house in your mind, your brain. At the age of 25, you had a different group of neurons forming a memory of what house relates to. The idea is that by previously altering the strengths of particular synaptic connections, again, that phrase, synaptic plasticity, makes this possible. And remember, synaptic plasticity describes the persistent changes in the strength of the connections between brain cells. Now, I mentioned that exercise can really, really help us with the memory, with memory formation. What else can help us with memory formation? And we've talked about this quite a bit. We talked about exercise. What else, though, that we talked about a lot? You got it. Sleep. Sleep is very important for memory formation. During sleep, the hippocampus that we mentioned a little earlier and the neocortex take part in a carefully choreographed dialogue in which the hippocampus replays recent events. The same hippocampal neurons active during an experience become activated again during slow wave sleep, over and over in a time-compressed manner, helping to update the neocortex as to what needs to be stored. This replay only occurs during sleep, so if you're skimping on sleep, you're not letting your brain consolidate memories. All right, so exercise and sleep, very important for memory formation. What do you suppose about food? Yes, food, food, food. Does food play a role in helping us with our memory? Well, some of you may recall that I've shared with you some foods that can help our brains do what our brains do. And so this is one example. Well, let's give two examples. Vegetables, of course. And how about foods that are packed with mono and polyunsaturated fats? Polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats. Not saturated fats, unsaturated fats. Monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. They can help us with the brain too. All right, so that's how our brains go about the business. Those are some of the things that happen with regards to memory formation. Our sleep, our proper sleep can help with that. Exercise can help with that. Good nutrition can help with that. But remember the process. What's going on that we don't actually control? And we have, and that's the actual process itself, the hippocampus and the neocortex working together with regards to event recall and event storage. That's amazing to me. I'm serious. I think our Creator has just done an outstanding, awesome, miraculous job of putting us together from head to toe, but especially when it comes to that brain. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, so we were talking about Victra fixation, and we were asking a question about how Victra fixation works. And so you remember we mentioned that a little bit earlier when we talked about that technique that's called aldehyde-stabilized cryopreservation, which is also referred to as Victra fixation. Now, when we come back, I want us to take a listen to what Victra fixation is about so that we have a better idea of what's happening with regards to memory formation as it happens, as it occurs naturally. And be thinking about memory formation as it happens naturally and compare that to what would go into uploading memories to store them artificially.